The stones seem to be arranged so they track the movements of the moon through the sky from month to month.
Nowadays, we're not fully aware of what the moon's doing in the sky. We know short days in the winter, long days in the summer, but the moon's plodding on doing the same sort of thing over a much longer cycle. And whereas we nowadays aren't fully aware of where the northernmost moon rises or sets or the southernmost, our prehistoric ancestors 5,000 years ago did know, and they set these stones out to mark these extreme positions of the moon.
Most of all, the stones could predict the timing of a spectacular and rare lunar event. To the south of Callanish is a range of hills which resemble a woman lying on her back. Every 18 years, the full moon rises out of the hills. It rolls along the woman's body and then vanishes. But moments later, it is reborn, right in the center of the stone circle. Legend says that anyone who witnessed this magical event would be blessed with a gift of fertility. It has always been the full moon above all else that has stirred the human spirit. Yet the moon has no light of its own. Its glow is simply reflected sunlight. As it orbits our planet, the portion of the sunlit surface that we see changes. This gives us the phases of the moon, a 29.5-day cycle that waxes to full and then wanes back to new. When the moon is full, the night sky glows 10 times brighter than when it's new. And on this night, the same full moon can be seen from every corner of the earth. It has always inspired awe. In times gone by, the full moon was believed to bring out our darker selves in a monthly wave of madness and bloodshed. The word lunacy derives from the Latin word for moon, and crimes that happened at this time were looked upon more leniently. But when it comes to nature, the moon's impact isn't legend.